Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart. The federal government is preparing to discuss the National Disability Insurance Scheme funding issue with states at National Cabinet tomorrow. Minister for the NDIS, Bill Shorten, is due to release a review of the scheme this week, which is projected to cost more than $50 billion next year. The government is tomorrow expected to outline plans for state governments to provide more disability support services outside the NDIS, despite states resisting the move. Minister Shorten says he is hopeful their differences can be resolved.
The NDIS is here to stay, but we want to make sure that all the funds are getting through to the people for whom the scheme was designed. We want it to be a more human, less bureaucratic experience. I think people of goodwill at the states and all levels of government can work together on this. So, you know, I remain quietly positive that some of the changes that need to be made will be.
Climate representatives from around the world have focused on finance and gender equity as the COP28 climate conference in Dubai continues. Climate justice organisation CARE have highlighted unequal gender representation at the climate negotiations as another barrier for women seeking to gain more access to climate finance. UK-based climate website Carbon Brief suggests women make up only 38% of registered COP28 delegates. Former United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton attended the summit, saying women play a major role in building a climate-resilient world.
Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climactic events. They are more likely to be affected by natural disasters, and particularly by extreme heat. It's really clear that gender equality cannot any longer be an afterthought. Like, it'd be a nice thing to add on what we're doing on adaptation and mitigation. Well, let's figure out what to do about gender, because it has to be seen as it is, which is a central driving factor in whether or not we're going to meet our goals.
Israeli forces continued to bomb the Gaza Strip overnight. Traces of bombs falling over the skyline of Gaza were seen from a southern Israeli town across the border. Occasional artillery explosions could be heard around midnight from across the border in a relatively quiet night after a day of intense bombardment. Israel is widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the whole of the Gaza Strip, saying that the expanded offensive, which resumed after the collapse of a week-long ceasefire, is aimed at eliminating Hamas. The war has already killed thousands of Palestinians and displaced over three-quarters of Gaza's 2.3 million residents. The health ministry in Gaza says the death toll in the territory since the beginning of the war has surpassed 15,500, with more than 41,000 wounded. Israel authorities say they target Hamas operatives and that civilian casualties are to blame on Hamas operating in residential neighbourhoods. Two immigrants released from indefinite detention following a high court decision ending the practice have been charged after allegedly re-offending. One is a 65-year-old man who faced court in South Australia this morning and is charged with two counts of indecent assault. The federal government will introduce legislation this week aimed at placing preventative detention orders on some of the 148 people released after the High Court decision. Opposition Immigration Minister Dan Tehan says detainees should never have been released in the first place.
This is what we were warning about. This is a tragedy, and it is a catastrophic failure on behalf of the two ministers. They've failed their number one duty, which is to keep the Australian people safe, and they should do the honourable thing now and resign.
The government says the laws overturned by the High Court were created by coalition governments. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.